you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, we know what, and we know where, and generally, we know when. A section of oil pipeline that runs from a platform off Huntington Beach to an oil terminal in Long Beach that leaked about 144,000 gallons of crude over the weekend, and that launched a cleanup that now stretches about 20 miles. Now, we know a little more about why and how. Federal and state officials coordinating the oil spill response say divers have confirmed that a section of the undersea pipeline was somehow moved.
We've determined that approximately 4,000 feet of the 17.7-mile pipeline has been displaced.
That's U.S. Coast Guard Captain Rebecca Orr this afternoon at an oil spill briefing update in Long Beach. She says the section of pipeline that divers examined found it's out of place by more than 100 feet. It's also got a 13-inch split in it, and that's apparently where the oil leaked out. So now we are left with why. Why is that section of oil pipeline out of place? One theory is an anchor snagged it and dragged it. And finally, there's who. Who is responsible for moving it and apparently breaking it open? The answer to that is going to cost somebody a lot of money. For now, though, the job is to contain and collect what's still floating on the water and to sop up what's already hit the beach. KPCC's Jill Replogle checked out the Talbert Wetlands near the mouth of the Santa Ana River this morning to see how that work is going.
They have it pretty roped off now and have security on either side. I can see the workers back there still, you know, pulling a bunch of gunk out of the marsh area. They have built sand berms to completely shut off the marsh and the Santa Ana River from the ocean. So whatever is in there is contained at this point.
KPCC's Jill Replogle this morning at the Talbert Wetlands. That's between Huntington Beach and Newport Beach. The oil slick closures along the Orange County coast now reach down to Dana Point. The Dana Point Harbor is closed, as is the harbor's Baby Beach. Two popular nearby beaches, Salt Creek and Dana Strands, are also closed. Those are big surfing spots. The family of Mona Rodriguez is calling for the arrest of the school safety officer who shot the 18-year-old student near her Long Beach High School last week. Attorney Luis Carrillo says the family wants L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon to bring murder or manslaughter charges against Officer Eddie Gonzalez.
If he is arrested, it will set a good precedent that the police officer cannot take justice into their hands. Police officer cannot be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Gonzalez was hired by Milliken High School as a school safety officer. Video shows him opening fire on a moving car last week with Rodriguez inside. The Rodriguez family has said the teenager has no brain activity and they would soon take her off life support. Attorney Carrillo says there are plans to donate her organs. The L.A. County Board of Supervisors today voted to start the process of returning Bruce's Beach in Manhattan Beach to the descendants of Willa and Charles Bruce. More than 100 years ago, Willa and Charles owned the beachfront property. They opened a beach resort that was popular with Black Southern Californians a century ago. The Ku Klux Klan didn't like that, and they harassed Willa and Charles time and again. The city fathers of Manhattan Beach also didn't like the idea of a Black couple running a Black resort in their beach town. They eventually cooked up a plan to seize the land through eminent domain, and that's what happened. Over the years, the land passed to Los Angeles County. Supervisor Janice Hahn worked with the state and state lawmakers to give the land back to the Bruce family. Lots of red tape, but a bill signed by the governor last week cut through a lot of it. And after today's vote by county supervisors, Janice Hahn said this on Twitter: "This is the first time in U.S. history that a local government will return land that was stolen from African Americans because of their race." Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.